Impressions are always something people want to have, specifically a good first-time impression. Or maybe someone wants to make their mark, show people what they can do. I never was a person like that, but maybe others were when it came to being in a new school. I prefer to stay away from a crowd, especially if it is around something like the lunch table. I hated the lunch table my freshman year. I got tired of people passive-aggressively hating me, and they kept sneaking fruit in my backpack. I found a squash banana in my backpack a few days after it was put in there, and it angered me so much. The first time I experienced peer pressure to hang out with people I didn't want to be around. Those people aren't in my life anymore, but at the time, it caused me to stay up at night. Mostly after one of them mysteriously got my phone number and texted me, telling me to hang out with them and stop being such an idiot and get over here. You're being too serious. I wasn't called an idiot, but I'd prefer not to say the actual word. This was my first time experience being someone's fake friend that they can make fun of or mess with all the time. At Berrien, I had that, of course, but that was all resolved and forgotten by the time of 7th grade. Now, I have to experience it all over again at Lakeshore. It didn't last long, though, because I did find new friends, a new table. They still didn't change the anxiety I had about my new school. I'm Shayla Zesch, and this is First Time Freshman. I've had depression before, not severely, but moving can cause depression harshly on other kids, which can trigger kids to get low self-esteem. I think partially why I was chosen at the table to be a supposed friend was because I was vulnerable in a new environment. I didn't know who to trust. I did eventually leave the table thanks to some great people. I was able to avoid the trouble. I sat with kids older than me that were kind and knew everything about the school. They knew it better than I did for sure. Not every school is perfect. There are always problems. Sometimes you just don't see it. Lakeshore took mental illness seriously, at least. They tried to do their best to help those people with the Be the Voice program for the school. I was aware of depression and anxiety, and it turns out a move can trigger that. Sometimes it is worse if it is a cause of a divorce. I hadn't experienced that before, though. It is said that negative emotional experience towards students in school can result in terrible ways with their mind, because the brain works differently under stress and needs dopamine to help, and if they don't get it, they get mental health problems to start with. I have a friend that moved around a lot before settling in Lakeshore in 7th grade. I've only known her for a year, but she has told me how she moved around and she has a lot of sleep problems due to anxiety. This friend I have is named Trinity Caldwell, and she always told me her struggles with school. I asked her if her anxiety rose to be worse when she moved schools so much, which, not to my surprise, she replied with a yes. Since she always tells me how she is tired at school, I asked if her lack of sleep and struggles with school was also from anxiety, and she told me that it was from anxiety. I wondered if kids that moved schools were always struggling to connect with others and not knowing when the next move is. So I asked Trinity if she had ever had this problem after moves. Trinity explained that it was only at some schools that she had been to. Furthermore, did students struggle to know their teachers after moving around so much? Trinity said she has struggled with it before, and I know I've struggled with it. Was it a factor in grades because a student struggled to know their teacher that well? When I asked Trinity that, she said no. But it had to do with the teacher's personality. I could understand that. Some teachers aren't straightforward enough or don't know how to connect correctly with the student, and sometimes they don't have the time to connect with the student enough to have them understand the lesson. Teachers have a problem running their classroom sometimes. Like when they have so many students in the classroom. And teachers aren't supposed to be biased towards students, but it is just true that teachers have favorites. It is obvious when they don't set boundaries, and there are always the teacher's pets. The teachers also struggle keeping up with all students. They most likely work with students they know well rather than students that are new. Not just that, but in my experience, I struggle to talk with teachers for help because I don't want to seem stupid. Of course, now that changed, but at the time it sucked. And the teacher would never come to me and ask me what they can do to help me. They expect the student to come to them. I would expect that of a student with a C should go to a teacher, but more towards a D and an F section, maybe a teacher should assist them. My college writing teacher has 15 students. It is quite small, one kid only being a junior. I asked my English teacher if she felt that it was inconsistent to talk with students in a larger class than a smaller one. What she had explained was that a class of 30 to 35 students was harder to make deeper connections with, but it also may have to do with the grade level as well. My class is easier to deal with because we are able to have in-depth conversations, and a subject may impact our ability to go into the deep conversation with workshopping pieces about any subject. Whether it was gun violence or argumentation and logical fallacies, it leads to discussion. She went further saying that a math class may not be easy because of a lack of discussion. Not that it can't happen, but due to the subject, it is easier. Ms. Kroll likes to make connections with her students, though, and tries hard to look out for the students that may be falling through the cracks. While researching, I interestingly enough found information that children who move after 8th grade have lower engagement, get lower grades in reading and math, as well as they are more likely to drop out of high school. I was one of those kids. My 8th grade year was my last year at Berrien before I moved freshman year to Lakeshore. My freshman year, I did not want to engage in any schoolwork, and I hated to do my English work. I did better in math at Lakeshore than Berrien, though, so I'm not too sure on that, but I did lack in reading. Because I wasn't so energized to focus on school, I went to coping mechanisms that would get me behind in class. Those things were art and binge-watching my favorite shows. I love watching anime. It was my favorite thing to do, and one of the reasons I had a downfall, really. And art was an escape. I never was good at it in my head. Even my younger cousin drew better than I did when I was her age. However, it was a great escape. Drawing had this feeling and expression that just made me happy. But to be true, that was a temporary thing, and school was to build my career. I would say that I wish I could go redo my freshman year, pay attention to the tests, and turning in homework on time. I wish that I had the courage to ask my teachers how they could help me improve and be better in school. How I could have gotten my grades up and be a better student. So far, the best year is in my senior year. That is despite the time that is coming to an end as I try to go into the field that I want to pursue and be successful in. One thing I can say I'm proud of, though, is that I at least tried harder as the years passed, and I learned my way around. It was a rough path, but unlike some, I did not drop out of high school, even though I had the chance of it. And I'm going to be the first in my family to go to college. So, after all this, there is a way to deal with it and head through all of it strongly. The answer starts with yourself, and it is hard, but if you have support, you can do it. And even without support, you can, as long as you stay strong. So, do you think you could get through high school even with your anxiety?
Yeah, having anxiety just made things a little bit harder than they needed to be, but over time, I just kind of got used to it and was able to learn how to deal with things.
Barely. It is rough to get through high school with anxiety, but it is possible to do. People just have to make the best out of the worst of days. I know I had days where I just want to crawl into bed and cover up and not see the sun. But days after that are just fine. When in a new place, don't wait for something to happen. Take a step and try new opportunities and activities for yourself to familiarize your environment. When I was a freshman, I joined International Club for my love of culture, and I became the secretary and a member in standing my sophomore year. I felt very proud of that. Also, as hard as it is, try to keep in touch with old friends. Some of them may move on, but others won't, and that is the best thing. I recently had an old friend contact me after years of not talking since I left Berrien, and it was so nice to meet with her again. It was exciting. So don't let go so easily. Try to make the effort to talk with them and keep the old memories. Maybe put up pictures of your friends around your room to keep yourself from being too homesick. Something you could do is ask your parents ahead of time about the move. It is better to know anything ahead of time than to be scared about it and alone. It is always good to communicate with your parents about the move. Make lists to figure out what to do. I discussed a little with my parents, but not enough to calm me down. Realize that change is okay and that it is a part of life. Change isn't always a good thing, but it is a part of life and it happens to anyone. I have gone through a lot of changes, and in the end, it is okay. Look at the bright side to changing. Change the anxiety you have into excitement for everything. Also keep that motivation and remind yourself to keep up with homework, because that is a grade. That is what helped me with my junior year of high school. Take my word for it and focus on the drive to graduate. Don't slowly give up. I know it seems hard sometimes, but it has to be done to benefit the future. In the end, it will all work well if you try to involve yourself to get to know those around you and push through the work. With that said, I hope this sheds light on a situation that no one is alone in. Many teens move to other districts or schools, and to make the best of it is to benefit yourself.